Holidays are times for family gatherings. But just because a family is all in the same house, it doesn't mean that everything is out on the table. Now, stories about family secrets and how they were revealed.
There were some people who felt absolutely not, you don't lift that rug on our family's past.
I think the message of my family was so clear. This is just something that's kept within the family.
My wife has said to me that I didn't tell her until after we already decided to elope. I'm Sidney Offutt, and I'm 74 years old. I didn't know my dad was a bookmaker when I was a kid. I just knew he was the most popular guy at the ballpark and the mayor of the neighborhood. Everybody used to stop him and call him and, hey, say, Buckley, you got anything good for me today? My father would put his hand in his pocket and pull out a wad of bills, and he was very generous, and he'd say things like, here's a five spot for you, Charlie. Play a long shot and good luck to you. I also realized early on in life that my father did something different than other boys' fathers because I had seen him resist kidnappers in front of our house. I eventually brought it up with my mother, who told me to go in and talk to my father about it. And again, in that deep growl, he said, so what do you want to know about it? He says, yeah, I'm a bookmaker. I take bets on horses. I was kind of a little proud of the fact that I didn't ever discuss this because it wasn't for me to say. It didn't seem to me appropriate for me to say. It had to do with his dignity, and we bore it with silent pride. It gave our family a strong feeling of personal identity and bonded us.
My name is Sherry Bashore. I'm 48 years old. When I was probably about 7 years old, my dad would stumble and fall. Usually my family would make excuses that he had tripped over the carpeting or that he just would lose his balance for no reason. I remember writing in a diary at 12 years old. About 3 years ago, my father became ill, and he's getting better, I think. Well, it doesn't look like it. It was a denial on my family's part. He ended up very, very frail and died in a rest home. I basically was probably mostly in denial of it and just decided to get on with my life. My sister Darla, at the age of 28, was going to have an operation on her toes. And I said, Darla, you really need to go to a neurologist. And he diagnosed her with Machado-Joseph disease. The disease continued to progress. Again, my family decided that she didn't have the disease. And she died at the age of 44. And I had to try and figure this out of why the secretiveness. And what I've come up with is mostly that we were taught that you were to be strong no matter what. I needed to face that fear, so I had the DNA test taken. I think it took me probably 2 days before it actually penetrated that I did not carry the gene. I have one more sister, Melanie. She has not been tested, and she has 2 sons and wants nothing to do with the disease at this point.
It was something that she'd always been ashamed of.
I didn't want to think of it as a secret.
It would hurt my parents' feelings if we did talk about it in public. My name is Marlou Russell. I was adopted in the 50s, in 1956. And back then, my adoptive parents were told, tell the kids, I had a sister who was also adopted, just tell them that they were adopted, but don't tell anybody about that. And we didn't get more explanation other than that. I think the message of my family was so clear that it was a family secret. You know, it's really our family business, and you don't go airing your dirty laundry in public. Probably the first time that I felt totally comfortable about telling people that my sister and I were adopted is when I was getting married at around 30. People looked at my sister and at me, and they kind of had this quizzical expression on their face, like, this is your sister? I was so surprised that my sister, before I, said, I know, we don't look alike, we're adopted. It was very refreshing to just hear my sister come out with the secret and have it out there.
My name is Neil Henry. I'm African American. As a child, I was mesmerized by a photograph of a white man taken in the mid-19th century, along with the obituary of this man, whose name was Arthur Beaumont, and a letter he had written shortly before his death at the turn of the century, in which he acknowledged he had a relationship with a slave that resulted in a child. the photographs we were particularly proud of were all on the walls. But this figure of Arthur Beaumont, this white man, was kept in the back of a bureau, and I happened to find it. And my mother would explain what it was in passing, but it wasn't something that was ever talked about very openly in the family. I wanted to know what happened to him. He did marry after his relationship with the former slave. He married a white woman. They had children, and the children had children. And I happened to find, finally, the cousin several years ago and arranged to meet her. It was emotionally wrenching. This cousin greeted me at her house in Pineville in Louisiana, and we spent many hours together with her family, sharing two different paths in America. On one side of our family, our most cherished keepsake are membership pins in organizations such as the NAACP. On their side of the family was a membership pin in the Sons of the Confederacy. And yet bridges were made. Just this week, we are exchanging Christmas cards with each other, something we've been doing for the last 3 years or so.
I went for years without ever discussing it with anybody.
And I asked my mother, why didn't you ever tell me this amazing story?
And I had to try and figure this out of why the secretiveness.
My name is Sandy Asarvatham. Actually, my full name is Sandhya Elizabeth Asarvatham. Much of the time I felt embarrassed by its length and the unusual combination of syllables and probably somewhat ashamed of my ethnic background. I started using Sandy as a nickname from a pretty early age. When I had my first job out of college as a writer with a weekly newspaper in Hoboken, New Jersey, I decided that I didn't want to spell my last name to everybody I spoke to on the phone, so I called myself Sandy Alexander. And then years later, at a wedding, this was probably when I was 28 or 29 years old, I found out that my grandfather had converted to Christianity. He had been Hindu and had become kind of a fanatic and had decided to throw off all vestiges of his Hindu past, including his last name. He basically just invented this name, and it was very much in sort of defiance of his family and his past. And I asked my mother, why didn't you ever tell me this amazing story? And she was kind of crying, and it was something that she'd always been ashamed of. And I asked her what our name had been, what the family name had been, and she said it was Solanki. And when I heard that, I don't know, it just sent chills down my spine. Here I was fantasizing about changing my name for this, that reason, and to escape and to separate myself from my family. And I hear this anecdote and I realize, well, I guess I'm a part of the family because, you know, there's a tradition of deciding to rename yourself and stake your own identity. And I don't know, it's made me feel a little bit different about my family ever since.
A Family Secret from Sandy Asarvatham. We also heard from Neil Henry, Marlou Russell, Sherry Bashore, and Sydney Offit.